This is Digging Deeper, Daf Yud Daled. The Gemara mentioned that one of the ways that you can sell an idolater, an item which is generally used for Avodah Zarah, is if it's sold in bulk. Because if the person is asking to purchase, if the idolater is asking to purchase it in bulk, the assumption is that he's using it for business purposes, not for worship. And then the Gemara asked, An Yidalad Mar Aleph, maybe there we should be concerned that when you sell it in bulk to the idolater, he's going to turn around and start selling it individually to other idolaters for worship purposes. The Gemara answered, Amar Abaye, Alifne mifakdinan, alifne delifne lo mifakdinan. We're only concerned about lifne iver, not lifne delifne. Lifne delifne is something we're not concerned about, and as a result, it's permissible. In other words, the iser d'oraisa of lifne iver l'sitin michshol is when it's you are providing the item to an individual, and that person will do the avodah zarah. But if it's to another step, then it is permitted. Based on this, Tosfos on Daf Tes on Yadala Amid Beis Dibra Maskel Chatzav, the end of the Tosfos, he writes, "Vahachinami Svarim Psulim Haruuyim Latifla Beveis Avodas Kochavim Asur Limkor Lehem Lakomrim." That if you have in your possession Svarim, idolatrous books, which are fit for their Avodah Zarah, you are not allowed to sell it to a Komer, the over Mishum Lifne Iver, because by doing so, you'll be in violation of Lifne Iver, which we understand. But then he takes it a step further and says, Va'af l'Oved Kochavim, She'eno Komer, even if you're not giving it to the priest, but you're giving it to a lay person, it would still be prohibited. Why? De'bevadai yitnenu oyim kerenu l'Komer, because he would certainly sell it to a priest, or just give it to him as a gift. Which then brings up the question, we just mentioned that lifnei iver is a problem, but lifnei delifnei is not a problem. But here, Tosos is telling us, this is a case of lifnei delifnei, yet Tosos says, it's prohibited to do. And therefore says the Truma Sadeshin that the only prohibition is not like Tosfos. The prohibition is only to sell it to a priest. If you're selling it to a layperson, there's nothing wrong with it because that's lifne delifne. And we already established on our Gemara, Yudal Arumar Aleph, that lifne delifne is not a problem. So how do we understand Tosfos? I think Tosfos is to be understood like the Bach and Kuflamites is Mechalik, to say that in Tosfos' case, we're not dealing with a regular case of lifnei delifnei. The general case of lifnei delifnei is when there's a chance that one person is going to give it to the next one, and you're not sure, but if you give the Avodah Zarah, this item that's used in Avodah Zarah, to one person, there's a chance that maybe he'll give it to another person. And that's why if it's lifnei delifnei, we're not concerned. But if you know for a fact that this item that you're giving to the idolater, you know for a fact he's going to give it to the priest, that's not called lifne delifne, because you know it's just passing through. That's lifne. And that's what Tosos was saying. De'bevada yitnenu oyim kerenu lakomer. You're definitely, the idolater is definitely going to give it to the priest. So there is not, that's not a regular case of lifne delifne. Even Tosos would agree that in a regular case of lifne delifne, it would not be an issue. So generally speaking, based on our Gemara, lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, placing a stumbling block for a non-Jew is a biblical prohibition for a Jew to do. Lifnei delifnei, placing a stumbling block in front of one non-Jew that might end up placing a stumbling block in front of another one, that is permissible. We don't need to be that concerned. The Rama actually brings both the Shitas Tosfos and Truma Sadeshin down in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea Kuflametes Sif Tesvav. He says, Yesh Omrim, quoting Tosos, that you are not allowed to sell it to anyone, even a regular Ovid Kochavim, because it's definitely going to go there, so it's problem of Lifnei Iver. And then he quotes the Terumas Edeshin and says, no, only the Kohanim it's usher to sell. Only to the priest it's usher to sell, but not to a regular layperson. And he ends off saying, V'hamachmir tavo alav bracha. So practically speaking, in the case that Tosos brought down, he said it's appropriate to be machmir, but certainly what to rely on the Terumas Edeshin to consider this a case of, even this a case of Lifnei the Lifnei. Now the other question to discuss is, how does Lifnei Iver play out in the Jewish realm? In other words, says the Rush on our Gemara, that even though Lifnei the Lifnei was permissible, that's only because there was a Jew selling to a non-Jew about a concern that he might sell to another non-Jew. And that's why the Rush writes, V'dafka gabi oved kochavim. This whole heter of Lifnei de Lifnei is only applies to non-Jews, to idolaters. Aval gabi Yisroel, but when it comes to a Jewish person, dechayshinan lahachshil, that we're always concerned that we're going to cause a stumbling block for a fellow Jew. Chayshinan al Lifnei de Lifnei, we're even concerned about Lifnei de Lifnei. Kedem rabbi psachim per kol shah, that there was a concern that you are going to sell something to an idolater who might then sell the chametz to a Jew. And therefore, Lifnei de Lifnei would apply if there's a good chance that this will end up being sold back to a Jew. Says the Rush, it is prohibited to sell to an idolater because of not Lifnei Iver, but Lifnei de Lifnei. Now, I don't know if we would consider Lifnei de Lifnei in Isser Doraisa, but at least Lifnei de Lifnei, when a Yisrael is involved on the receiving end, that would be an Isser de Rabbanan. Now, it seems to be that the Rush and Tosfos, a later Tosfos, are arguing. And the Tosfos on Daf Tesvav Amid Beis discusses the Maskan of the Gemara there, which we'll get to in a week or so. But the Gemara discusses that it's prohibited for a Jew to sell an item to a Yisrael Chashud, a Jew that were concerned about their character, because he might end up selling it to an idolater. And then the question Tosos asks is, hold on a second, isn't that Lifnei de Lifnei? The Jew is selling it to the Yisrael Chashud, who's going to then sell it to the idolater. So big deal. It's Lifnei de Lifnei. It should be fine. Tosfos explains the Yesh Lomar, Tahasa Mairi Be'ovit Kochavim She'ein Omuzer Alifnei Iver. Our case, in our Gemara, the reason why Lifnei de Lifnei is not a problem is because non-Jews are not required to uphold the law of Lifnei Iver Lositein Mechshol. They're not in that parsha, halachically speaking. Aval Hacha D'Mairi B'Yisrael Chashud. Here we're talking about a Jew who's going to be receiving the item, who's Yisrael Chashud. Anu Musharim Shelo Yavushum Yisraeli Deitakala Al Yadena. We don't want to cause another Jew to stumble, even if they're already a person of ill repute or of a bad character. V'od D'Chad Lifnehu Shelo Yechta Yisrael B'Sheilo Schir V'Nisuni. And therefore he says, he also adds on that it might be only one Lifnei in this case. But says Tosfos, in this situation, where a Jew is selling it to a Yisrael Chashud, who's then selling it to, who may end up selling it to an idolater, that would be problematic, even though it looks like a regular case of Lifnei to Lifnei, since a Jew is involved, it would be problematic. Now, as much as that sounds like the Tosfos and Rush agree, there's an implication in Tosfos that is different than the Rush. Because what if you have a different case? Let's say a Jew sells something to an idolater. Do we need to be concerned that the idolater will sell it to the Jew? The implication is the only time where Tosfos prohibits the sale based on and says calls it Lifnei de Lifnei, and it's still prohibited, is only because the Yisrael is first selling it to the Yisrael Chashud, who then may end up selling it to the Akum. But if the Yisrael sells it to the Akum, we don't need to be concerned that he may end up selling it to Yisrael Chashud. That's not our problem. It's already out of our hands. and therefore that form of lifnei delifnei would be okay. As opposed to the Rush seems to indicate that whether the Yisrael HaChashud is getting it last or getting it first, it doesn't matter. As long as he's on the receiving end, it's likely that that could happen. That's lifnei delifnei, which would be prohibited, not permitted. So it seems to be a machlokas, Tosos and the Rush. And in fact, the Binyan Sion, in his tshuva, Simin Tezvav, briefly mentions this machlokas. The Binyan Sion discusses a case where a fellow had a business where he printed books, and they printed books on Shabbos, and the printer happened to employ Jews, and the Jews are working on Shabbos. So can you give the books to the non-Jewish publishing house even though there are Jews that are going to be working on it on Shabbos? He ends up paskening lahakel, but he does at the end mention that maybe there's a reason to be lenient. He says, you know, this is really a case of lifnei delifnei, because you're not giving the business to the Jew, you're giving it to the non-Jew. And he's giving it to the Jew afterwards. So that's a case of lifnei delifnei. And he said, this would fit in with Shitas Tosfos, because Tosfos' case is only when you're giving it to the Jew first who is giving it to the non-Jew afterwards. But in this case, where you're giving it to the non-Jew first, who may give it to the Jew afterwards, that's lifnei delifnei. Because it's not vada, it's going to go to the Jew to do the work. However, he does mention be'emez ze'eino, because to kol heichi sheyesh chashash sheyavo Yisrael lidei michshol iser musar gambaze kemosha kasav harosh. He says, but we have the Rush's approach that whenever there's a Jew can be on the receiving end of this prohibition, of this iser, we would extend lifnei delifnei and prohibit it. Therefore, in this case, we cannot use the heter of lifnei delifnei. There are other reasons to be lenient, but lifnei delifnei would not be one of them. So again, lifnei iver, lositin michshol, zinister daraisa, with regards to non-Jews, lifnei delifnei is not a problem, but when you involve a Yisrael in the matter, it seems to be one that at least the Binyan Sion wanted to take the stricter approach of the Rush and said, no matter what, as long as a Jew is in the category of possible for him to receive it down the road, a likely recipient, that would be a violation of lifnei delifnei, probably only though an iser derabbanan, not deoraisa.